Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Howard playing Tuluga.
Rich playing Bleebly.
Ryan playing everyone else.
I don't like any of this.
What?
I'm having a blast. Oh, you guys should send me down there alone.
I know. Dorn Manic Toretto.
Dorn. Yeah, it's D-O-R-E-N. Everyone keeping track at home. I've been sitting on that one for a little bit. I was like, they had such a weird connection to Fenric. I'm like, I'm going to put Firbolg drama somewhere.
Yeah.
On the spot, decided it was his brother. Just thought, like, we'll fucking twist the knife here.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. So I was looking, I was like, okay, I had that Enchanter stat block and I liked all the stuff. And then I was like, what's that like really shitty mind control spell?
It's 30 Gaius. Days.
Yeah. It lasts 30 days, no concentration.
Yeesh.
You can only end it early by using a remove curse, greater restoration, wish spell, or whatever the fuck you guys did. I was like, you know what? You like it. It did. It sound the combination of like going in his body to figure out what was going on, and then you using the protection from good and evil. It made too much sense. I'm not going to beat. Sometimes this game gets in the way of doing cool stuff, and I don't want to let it. So that was cool.
With my new feat, I have decided to take Eyes of the Runekeeper.
Oh, that's the I love that one.
I can read all writing.
Yep.
Not languages. All writing.
Damn, that's going to be wicked annoying later.
Well.
Yeah, I was like, I had always been like, you know what it is? It was actually funny. You gave me the idea to make the Spider Queen possibly recruitable. I always was like, okay, it was like heads of all these, like Strife made all these demon lords to basically make the world miserable. One of them, I was like the teeming queen. It's going to be a Spider Queen that rules over all the little creepies and crawlies that can kind of like make me miserable. But then I was like, I also like the idea that we've seen that like the demons and devil lords sometimes don't go with Strife if they're, because some of them are more, they want their shit more than they want to serve him. So Mansa escaped him basically that way.
Yunogu
is pissed.
Yeah.
I think I've kind of dropped that a little bit that like Yunogu's definitely not happy with the Red Prince now.
Well, we got to kill him.
Yes,
so
we do.
I like the idea of there being like,
do we?
Some of the demon lords are possible you could make out
because they're attacking Brandini still.
Yeah.
Because they need bodies.
We could.
Right. But I mean, they're still attacking. We can't tell them to not attack because they're still going to be trying. They're gnolls. They're going to be trying to make more gnolls.
Yeah. They have an intelligence. They can be reasoned with.
They can't.
No.
The gnolls are my straight up, like, these are monster men. They're bad.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, Yunogu's a different story. Yunogu's also just like, well, I can't eat everyone and make them gnolls. Like his thing he wants to do is still bad.
Okay. But fair enough.
I was like, okay, if I'm the queen of spiders and I want the world to be covered in like little creepy crawlies,
I love creepy crawlies.
I can't have there be no life on Iona, which is what the Red Prince's plan is. So if you're a queen of some type of life, you're going to not want it to go away.
Once we have Lola in our pocket, how will that affect our spider horde?
We'll find out. That may be part of the deal that is being trying to
she
be struck.
She might not like that.
Or she might want
or she might be able to
get us more spiders.
That or be able to
enhance
help
our spiders.
Us like not control, but like
condition.
Spider railgun.
Why is there a spider railgun? Why are you guys all making railguns?
Because you'll never give us peasant railgun.
Because it doesn't work.
Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
But spider railgun might.
So many Reddit threads about this. It doesn't work. I also just kind of wanted to give the demon lords a little bit more dimension. I was like, some of them might be like kind of like possible you can maybe get a deal going. I mean, they're still demon lords, so they're not gonna be great, but I don't know.
I mean, I like the creepy crawlies, so
I know you do. You like, I was like, I think he actually might be able to pull this off, so I wanted to give you an opportunity to.
Now I just gotta get them to get me to do the talking.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, as a DM. You always see your players becoming like so cohesive, and at a certain point you're like, well, I don't stir that pot up a little bit. I'm gonna give them things that they don't agree on sometimes,
like the bone crabs.
The bone crabs was my first dip in my toe in there, but you guys are just too good of friends. It's disgusting. I must sever these
bonds. That's my son.
I know. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So how can you get in between a father-son bond?
Gambling,
it turns out.
As far as daddy knows, I'm on the wagon.
Yeah. I want...
Wink.
I can't believe you turned my little fur bulk into Vin Diesel.
I mean,
it was really like I couldn't stop thinking about it. Like during those scenes, I was like, and then Vin Diesel's there. Like it was just like a thing in the back of my head of like, you approach the Temple of Death and Vin Diesel's there.
Yeah, I didn't like how you called Weebly a vessel.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Could be a good thing.
No,
the nice vessels.
When has vessel ever been a good thing?
We got to kill you,
last
Grandpa.
Last time we encountered a vessel,
it'd be fine.
It was destroyed to house the new person.
I'll figure it out.
All I'm saying is, you know, they worship.
Can you buff your con before next episode?
They worship
no,
the god
but
of
my
death.
Con's not bad, so.
Okay. These aren't Bleebly followers. They follow the god of death, which
for now,
technically you are not just yet.
Not yet.
For now.
So, yeah. I also like the idea of like,
I pictured them as emo Tusken Raiders.
Kinda. Yeah. They're, I mean, they are humanoid.
It's like dark grays and blacks.
You'll find out why they cover their bodies, but I thought it'd be cool to. I have like
eczema.
A lot of. No, it's definitely
creepy
eczema.
Tattoos.
I have fun
leprosy.
Lore for them. I also like the idea of a, of like.
Their bones.
Because we know like a lot of the old gods either like were killed or died off because they lost all their followers. Like the idea of a temple district where it's like temples being built on top of old temples.
Yeah.
Some temples being repurposed by other gods. Like it's, and then there's just like at the back, you're just like, what the hell is that creepy one? Like that's the temple of the Man in Black. So that'd be fun. There is a whole refugee section of the thing. If you guys come here during the day, we probably would have done that first, but mm-hmm. It was literally like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, these people have already been through enough. They're sleeping.
So sleepy.
But yeah, I found some real fun little stat blocks for everybody.
We can't even take our rest because you fucking put a stupid pitch black douchebag in front of our face.
I kept giving you guys places to sleep. There were places you could have knocked out.
Listen, I have stuff to check off.
Temple, I assumed our temple was going to be the safest place to sleep.
Now it's not.
I don't know why you guys thought you would roll up to this old death temple and then be like, come on in, boss.
I expected no one in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Empty.
I was going to do that, but I wanted to make it spookier.
Now I have 17
HP.
Now we
got to kill these people because they're going to make him a vessel.
All right. Or you guys play it up. Trick them into thinking that you are the vessel of death.
And then they'll kill us later.
No.
No. We'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
I have 17.
I'll eight. Figure it out.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Start shooting.
They're not like going to attack him or anything.
I don't think know? They're very strong, so we had to. We could, even with the low health in
when
we
in doubt,
take
shoot
them.
It out.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Bridgie's with us. He's got a grenade if we need it.
He does have that's one true. Grenade.
No, he's not a grenade. I'm saving it. Reggie will use the grenade in episode 100.
That's what you think when Mark sleight of hands it off Reggie.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that went well. I was like, I literally had to like get a stat block. I'm like, Haru, I feel like isn't going to just try to kill this woman the second she reveals who she actually works for, but he might. So I need to have a stat block here just in case.
If I had more resources,
maybe. Yeah.
But I had no spells. I had no channel divinity.
Key points are all out.
Yeah.
Since we're doing the new monk stuff, my key points are still fine.
Yeah.
So I could have like punched her 4 times,
but yeah,
but that's it.
Yeah. I really do like the new monk stuff. Cause I feel like what they really did was like, they gave you the mobility for free almost. And then you can spend key points to make it like cooler or better. But really, it's just like, they're like, just give monks cunning action. Like, why don't they have it? Like, they should be as fast as a rogue flying around the battlefield. Like, that's our whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're slowly, it is basically a balance patch for Toluga. We're giving him his new monk features slowly as we kind of go up. This is also one of those weird things where like, sometimes when you're playing D&D, it feels like so much stuff has happened. And you're like, this has been one day. So you guys got to the temple district at night, which I had always kind of thought it'd be in the morning. So it'd be like busier and crazier. But I do like the idea of you being like, oh yeah, the fire temple, it's a party in there right now. They're still going strong. Yeah, I can't believe you got that nat one against Nold. The Swobald. That was so funny.
Nat 1 to a 0. It's my favorite.
No, where are all the people whose apartments got destroyed? Are they on their way still?
Oh, yeah, they'll be there within the hour.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Yeah, sort that out before I come back.
Yeah.
If I'm awake.
I mean, they weren't like coming out of the scary shadows threateningly. I guess that is threatening just on its own. But
all my son heard was Vessel coming out of the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could see them also. I mean,
it's pretty threatening.
It's not scary to Theo. He's just like, that was weird. That was all weird.
Yeah.
It's religion and it's
sucks. Late.
I do love it. Theo's reaction to almost everything is like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's just, he's so tired. He's just like, can we just get like a break?
That's all Theo wants is just like one day to not be filled with bullshit.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten it for weeks.
It's been a while.
I know. I haven't given you guys like a nice filler
beach
episode.
Day.
You guys, don't worry. Eventually there'll be a beach episode.
Well, yeah, we got to...
It's Ocean's Lotions and Ocean Potions.
I mean, yeah, we got to go to the, what is it, Deep Sea Kuatoa?
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one
for me. Northern ones.
Mm-hmm. What accent are you going to give them?
I haven't decided yet.
Surfer bro?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Okay. They're fucking down the line. I don't know if they're going to be there for a bit. Magri is juicy. Like, a lot of the shit going on in this world is in this continent, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I'll send you on some world quests to fly around and get
bullshit. Once we have a rocket...
Not a rocket. Not once you get a rocket.
Rocket car.
Nice.
I'm excited that Gertie was exactly how I knew he would go off. I'm like, they're just going to love this old turtle immediately. And
dude.
Fuck with him. It was so funny.
I like Gertie a lot.
Gertie's fun. Gertie, I think also he kind of, I feel like every town you guys go to, there's like a grubby little guy working on stuff. That's usually the guy you guys like the most.
Yeah. It's where we feel at home.
I think it's like when you're doing a steampunk world, there's a lot of those guys. Those guys are around.
Someone's got to build stuff.
Yeah. Fixing his robot arm was such a smart move to be like, let me just take care of that right away. And now we're best friends.
Yep. I figured doing that would give us like, you know, a leg up in that whole situation. So,
plus we know Patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patch vouch for you. It was a big one. I also like the idea that like a mechanic doesn't have the mending cantrip.
So funny.
Why would you ever be a mechanic without that cantrip? That should be the only cantrip you know. You should do anything you can to get that cantrip.
I like to think that he has no idea how to use magic. So he just like,
what is it by hand?
I think he would be an artificer.
Yeah.
He's just an engineer. He went to a normal college.
Yeah. He went to DeVry. No, but I like the idea of being like, this is the most dangerous garage I've ever been in. Like he's just leaving things half finished and like on. That's like his whole bit. It's just like,
I didn't shut off the circular saw. Well, you know.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Originally his voice was going to be the Quintarius voice. I was doing the same voice for him. I was like, you freaking guys, he was gonna be like, I was like, it's too close.
Can't
now
stop stealing.
I gotta take that voice and put it somewhere else when there's been enough space between those arcs that you forget.
Can't stop mechanicking.
Yeah.
Can't stop breaking things.
Can't stop dunking.
Dunkarius can't stop dunking.
The deal that he would fix up your truck for free if he got to paint himself nude on the side is so fucking stupid and on brand for this podcast.
I mean, it's how I got the pale ride on rider made for free.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you guys have already pulled that on me.
Handsome hoof.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your NPCs are vain.
I know. They're so easy to pay with exposure. And they are all vain. They all want to be like, I'm the best mechanic or the best artificer or the best armorer in the world.
And when we go through the final war and you see...
It's going to be like fucking NASCAR.
Yeah, pretty much. All your sponsors. So that's something we got to kind of mess around with too. Like, you guys got to get your army from the Underdark here.
Well, aren't they doing training exercises with Brindisi?
They are
now?
Still training. It's just, it's like, I think that should be almost like a stretch goal for the Chaos crew of like, how do we get an army to us?
Because
we
are kind of alone here.
What's that?
No.
What? Well, we got a buddy with the tour bus cooking around down there already.
Yeah. And then I think, I'm pretty sure Variant Mouse mentioned like he has connections down there to.
Once we get Lola on board, we should have a smooth path right through the Underdark, right to wherever the fuck we need it.
Yeah. So, I mean, also just like for lore stuff, Lola is the like queen of the Underdark, basically. She's like the demon that runs spiders, and I mean, that's the Underdark.
Oh, she might not like that we killed that one.
We'll see.
We should get
it attacked us.
We should pull like a at the like when we have the big battle, we should pull a end game thing instead, but instead of like the circular openings that like Strange does and everything, it's just teleportation circles and everyone just starts.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I know
pouring out.
Yeah. There will be some big battles coming soon. I've been working on my mechanic for it.
Yeah.
We're getting close. But yeah,
the spear Frick coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for Frick to die immediately.
He's not. He's gonna come yoked out of his mind on top of that giant spider.
Oh yeah, he got the big one, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What are we naming that one again? It was dumb.
Mincy?
No. That wasn't Mincy.
I can't remember.
It was dumb.
Oh, it was Luga was the other one.
Yeah. Yep.
It was something like a play on Toluga.
Yeah.
Like Aruga.
It was like Googler or something. I'll look back. Not important now, but
it will be.
It will be eventually. Yeah.
No.
Also, you guys just need... no one has ever needed sending stones more than this group. I was like, they have all the sending stones they need. Yeah. There's way too much cross-communication that needs to be done at all times. They just need to have some sending stones.
Got rocky talkies.
Yep. But you guys do like splitting up and doing like little side things. So I thought it'd be, you know, right at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I had a hot date. I can't bring more than one person.
I know. That was so funny. I made up a drow attendant like on the spot. And then I was like, yeah, he's going to wingman Toluga here. Just try to help out on the way over to the library.
I'm going to tip him like 10 gold.
Yeah.
He earned it.
He did earn it. Yeah, it was like a bathroom attendant giving you like a breath mint. And
how much gold do we have?
513. 503.
Yeah.
Once I tip that guy.
Yeah, it was fair.
I mean, you guys are also in like a giant wizard city. If you guys want to do a shopping episode, we can do that at some point here. You guys do, you know, I don't know if that money's burning a hole in your pocket or anything.
I
but
don't know what I'll buy.
You're pretty stocked up on magic items for the most part.
$513, but we haven't checked our coffers lately from the taco business.
All right.
Yeah, roll D100. We'll see how they will. And you know what?
Just one?
Roll D100 and then you can add an extra D20. Those are the Choco Tacos.
Yep.
Yep.
Jeff's down there working.
Jeff's down there. He's going ham.
Oh my God. 111. 111. I rolled 100 on the D100.
111 gold added to your...
nice. And while we're doing bookkeeping,
yeah,
we know what Gort's up to, but our good friend Cosmo has been like just shredding down there.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Pull up Cosmo's stupid sheet with his plus billion to whatever.
Right, we have 629
on this.
I know. We wrote him down somewhere. I literally make them up.
I wrote him down.
Okay, there let's it is. See.
Anything over a 20, we get a D100. Anything a 10 to a 20, we get 3D10. And anything under that, we get a D4.
And then I think a nat 20 is we double the dice.
Yeah. All right, so Cosmo is playing at like a rock gnome bar. He's like so much taller than everyone. They're like not into metal, but he crushes it. He got an 18. So, right,
so we get to roll 3d10.
3d10.
Rich, would you be so kind as to add 29 people?
Oh my God.
To the followers.
Yeah. God, great. More gnomes.
Two tens and a nine.
More gnomes to the cause.
Bear in the square.
Yeah, I'll say these rock gnomes are kind of have like a hillbilly aesthetic down in the Underdark. A lot of mullets in the rock gnome community, I think.
So 1437.
Yeah. Awesome.
Too many. Don't love it. I guess I'm killing people. All right. No, it's fine. Mark, let's get out of here. We got a whole day ahead of us.
As always, I want to thank you all from the bottom of my gooey Glebnor heart for listening. Please, for the love of Christ, can you rate, review, and subscribe? We have two people doing as we ask. Mike, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, wink a wink. Yeah.
Varian Mouse, I hope you liked the last episode. Two episodes ago. What are we in?
Two episodes ago.
Anywho, be like Varian Mouse and Mike and support us, please, with your words of encouragement and thumbs up in this.
Or tell us how much you hate us.
Yeah, whatever.
Engagement.
Yeah. I've been down in the mud in those comments. Yeah. Come at me, dog.
Yeah. What are we doing wrong? Oh, wait, that's right. Nothing.
We're perfect.
It's a perfect the best
podcast.
The number one D&D podcast you've ever listened to, guaranteed.
Well, I mean, I think it's like it's in my top 10, maybe, but
it's number one.
Sure.
Yes. Number one. Intercontinental. Yep. champions. Yeah. I saw you last week, France.
Sorry about the French guys and Petch's.
No.
I'm not. I'm very happy about it.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, make sure you tune in next week to find out what the fuck is going on in that temple and what's going on with Lola. Lola. I'll keep it touching.
This has been a Business Shark production.